This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another episode here in the crazy mask world 2021 with the inauguration coming up, which normally I wouldn't give a damn about, but
I still don't.
This one's going to be interesting, and the reason is because, well, the government seems to be scared. Right now,
the government should always be scared of us.
Yeah, then they're bringing 20,000 troops to Washington, D.C., in the Capitol area.
Why?
Well,
in case that someone wants to start trouble?
They have to make a show of force, the way they see it, I suspect, because of what happened last week, where I think we were on the air at the time.
We were.
Last week, when some large number of people decided they were going to go ahead and give themselves a extra detailed tour of the Capitol building.
Well, it was a no-knock raid on the feds. That's the way I prefer to look at
it. Finally got a taste of their own medicine. And
they didn't
seem like
to care for it.
No, they don't like it at all.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they don't like it at all when you go through their stuff. When you take souvenirs without permission, right? From the halls of their hallowed church.
We learned it from watching you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's interesting. I hadn't heard it described in quite that way. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Our phone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, the mainstream media is reporting on what they consider to be the big news of Trump's been impeached again. But, hey, it happened once. Now it's happened twice. I mean, that's not even that newsworthy.
I don't even know what the point is. Isn't he leaving office in, like, 6 days or something?
1 week from today will be the inauguration of Joe Biden.
What is the point of this? Just to
it's a political
shake,
show.
Wag their finger at him?
That's exactly what it is. It's shame on you. You've been a bad boy. They're blaming him for the actions of what people did in the Capitol building, even though Trump himself never said anything about, you know, destroying things or violating whatever arbitrary boundaries happen to be between these buildings and crowds and things like that.
He did not. You wouldn't believe that from watching the news.
Right.
Or listening to the news.
So there is news today, and it's quite disturbing. CNN.com reporting with photographs, video of 20,000, now not in one photo here, but I can see at least 100 or 200 troops in this photograph here of troops literally inside the Capitol Visitor Center. So they have taken the National Guard and they are stationing them around the Capitol and inside the Capitol, literally sleeping on the floor.
I mean, this should alarm people, because this imagery of 20,000 military people out in the streets for the election of the king, the coronation of the king, that's something you see in dictatorships.
That's right.
That's not something you're supposed to see in a, quote, democracy.
That's why I'm telling you this particular, you know, this event. Normally, it's an inauguration is like this stupid version of like the Hollywood, you know, what do they call it when like they're coming up the red carpet, right? Like when the premieres at a Hollywood premiere, right? You've got, and coming up the red carpet right now, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. They do the same thing with the politicians. They talk about.
I have never in my life watched
they
one.
They talk about, oh, look, she just looks ravishing in her, in her dress. Is that, oh my God, is that Louis Vuitton that she's carrying there? It's like looking at the lives of these horribly ugly politicians. Yeah. You know, that they've said the old joke is that politics is Hollywood for ugly people, right? It's where ugly people can get the kind of attention that,
that sounds about right.
Hollywood people do. And so normally it's just the news media just salivating over the whole process of the inauguration or the coronation, as you called it. Well, this time there's going to be 20,000 troops. and it's going to be a totally different feel. And before the whole troops thing, because this troops thing came about within the last week after the Capitol so-called raid, right, etc. Before this, Biden was saying it was going to be a quote-unquote socially distanced,
of course,
inauguration. So it was already going to look very different and probably very barren if they were to take like a wide shot. Because normally on a wide shot of this event, you're going to see a large crowd of people standing there to hear what words the man who's been elected is going to bless us with. Well, now they're not going to allow that. I don't know if they're going to allow any people there. Or if they'll force them to be 6 feet apart, so they'll be like 1/6 the amount of people there. I don't know what they're going to do, but I know there's going to be 20,000 troops, according to the media reports, and a bunch of them are already there. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti, this is CNN reporting, said Wednesday that more than 20,000 National Guard members could be expected in the district for the inauguration, though he noted final numbers will be provided by the Secret Service. Multiple defense officials say the total request for the National Guard is close to 30,000 guardsmen to support U.S. Capitol Police, Park Police, and the Washington Metropolitan Police Department. But officials,
30,000.
Yeah, that's more than the city of Keene,
in D.C.
That's right. That's more than the population of the city we live in. But officials, so that's in addition to all the cops and federal agents and everybody else that they have there. So, I mean, by no means is an inauguration a cop-free zone. Normally, there's plenty of cops at an event like that.
I find the image disturbing, but at the same time, I'm happy to know that the government is so terrified of the people that it's going to this length.
Well, I thought it was interesting what Adam Kokesh said on social media about this today. Now, listeners, longtime listeners remember Adam. He's a former Marine. He fought over in Iraq. He then came out against the wars, and it turns out he's a total libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist. Really interesting character. We've had him on the show a number of times. He pointed out with these photos of these troops literally sleeping in the Capitol building in large numbers, he pointed out that the U.S. government, the U.S. military, doesn't even have it together organizationally to bring sleeping bags or cots for their troops. These guys are literally laying on the floor. That's how they're
sleeping.
That's
a really good point.
Yeah. They don't have it together to even have things for their troops to sleep on. Now, maybe that's coming, but they don't have it right now. So,
well, I don't have much sympathy for the hired killers who have to sleep on the carpet in the Capitol building or wherever it is they're at.
Sure. I get what you're saying. Like, they could walk off the job if they wanted to. They're making the choice to be there. But it's interesting that, as a former military guy, that was his observation, is they didn't even give these guys something to sleep on. They're asking them to literally lay on marble floors or whatever with just their backpacks. So we go on. Asked if he's ever seen this much law enforcement reinforcement coming to the district, the newly installed Chief Conti, who's a veteran of the MPD and lifelong D.C. resident, said, "Not at this level, no." He told reporters he remains concerned amid a, quote, major security threat, unquote.
The security threat is the 20,000 National Guardsmen there.
Well, that's the threat to our liberties. The threat to security, from their perspective, is the chance.
Is our liberty.
Is the chance that some supporters of Trump or somebody else with guns is going to come into D.C. and try to make some sort of move. Also, speaking of people with guns, which I fully support armed, people doing peaceful things to show the government that there are more of us than there are of them, I don't support using violence per se, but I have nothing against being armed,
right,
and being prepared to use violence in defense against peaceful people. But did you hear about what's supposed to be going on Sunday?
Is this the thing that we were discussing last night in Keene Chat that looked like a confusing mess of different symbols?
Yeah, well...
The honeypot?
Yeah, some people are calling this like a honeypot, and I think that's probably what it is. But it's really hard to get a feel for this event. So, word got to me through an Associated Press reporter earlier this week that there was something happening on Sunday. I'm like, well, I haven't heard anything about Sunday. I don't know what's going on. I'll see what I can figure out. So I kind of put the word out there. Hey, has anybody heard anything about Sunday? A couple of people came back with this event that is supposed to be happening at every state house across the United States at noon on Sunday. And it's being promoted by the FBI. The FBI is putting the word out about this event being like, you know, watch out, this is happening kind of thing.
Okay.
So are they the ones who created the event?
I'm sure they are.
And here's the interesting thing. The website that was promoting it, it's offline. It's treeofliberty.me. Nothing's there right now. It was there 2 days ago. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
This is Free Talk Live. And our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. in the studio tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Arya.
Also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. It is time for you, if you haven't done so yet, to take a few minutes out of your life and go learn about this thing, Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash, other cryptocurrencies, this variety of options out there now that has changed finance, I think, permanently and for the better.
Yes.
Now, there's another article that I got in show prep for tonight. If we get a chance, we'll get to it, talking about how Bitcoin is doomed or dead, or there's another proclamation that Bitcoin is over.
I like the guy complaining with, like, $200 million of Bitcoin, and he's got, like, two guesses left on his password because he lost the sheet of paper that he wrote it down on.
Ugh.
He's like, this is why banks exist. You know, we can trust them,
no,
too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's it sucks for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that Bitcoin is lost.
Bitcoin.com, you can go there. You do have to take your finances seriously when you're in control of them, and that's what Bitcoin allows you to do, for better or for worse.
Imagine thinking that's a bad thing.
I think it's wonderful. Bitcoin.com, it's changing a whole lot. Whether you want to get on board with it or not, that's up to you. Do your research. Get started. Hit the Get Started link there at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You got a little bit of learning to do, but honestly, the learning curve isn't what it used to be. It used to be a lot steeper. It's a lot easier now to get into Bitcoin than it's ever been. Muhammad, the guy that we talked about on the air, he bought some Bitcoin this week for the first time, which is very, very cool. He owns the local Indian restaurant here in town. And so even though he was accepting Bitcoin for a while, he was only doing it because his customers wanted him to. But now he's interested. So it takes everybody, you know, to a certain point where they finally say, you know what, this is worth spending a little bit of time on. This is worth learning about. So take your time.
I'm glad he took the leap.
Yep, Bitcoin.com. So this Tree of Liberty website, which I'd never seen before.
I've never heard of it.
It was the one that was promoting, it was treeofliberty.me, and it was the one that was promoting this upcoming event that's happening on purportedly happening on Sunday. Now, a lot of the people I ask about this event, when I say to folks who are other activists, are you going to attend this, most of them are saying no.
Well, we're activists. So we know an FBI trap when we see one.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I'm going to go there because, you know, I want to see who attends this. If there are actually people there, then I want to hit them up with some flyers, including secession.
Right.
So, like, to me, this is another outreach attempt. I don't know what they're going to do there. I don't know if they're going to stand around and speak on a megaphone, or if they're going to, you know, tear the state house down and burn it, set it on fire. You know, I don't know what their goal is. I suspect it's probably going to be the former. Either way, I would like to go out there and see what happens.
Sure.
Is it a honeypot event? It could very well be. It could be the federal government wants to find out who would show up to a purported armed protest, because it was being called for as an armed protest at 50 state capitals at noon. I imagine across different time zones, so noon Eastern, then noon Central, so
sure,
heading west, on Sunday. And now the website that was promoting it, that I don't know for how long it had been up. I haven't pulled up the Whois on the site yet, but it's down. And according to...
It's down because their service provider didn't like what they were saying and censored them.
Well, now the interesting thing is this service provider is international. So the story here from MEBERE.com, MEBERE, the company hosting the servers for this so-called anti-government website that supported armed demonstrators in the United States ahead of the presidential inauguration Wednesday morning, after CBC News announced those servers were based in Montreal. So they closed down the website. So apparently CBC, which is the Canadian, essentially this Canadian BBC, they're like the government-funded quote-unquote news agency. So CBC revealed that Tree of Liberty was run out of Montreal, and so then, once all this attention was brought to it, they shut it down. The hosting service did. So Tree of Liberty claimed to be the Boogaloo Movement's press outlet, whose adherents are militant pro-gun supporters who support the notion of a second American civil war, which they call the Boogaloo. A litany of violent crimes, including murder, attempted murder, and opening fire on police officers, have been charged with a long list of Boogaloo fans.
I don't know how true that is.
I don't either. Over the same.
I mean, you
way.
Could call anyone. You could call the people who, you know, went into the Capitol building Boogaloo people if you wanted to,
right.
But that doesn't mean they're Boogaloo people.
Or any guy with a Hawaiian shirt, because apparently that's their dress code or whatever.
Yeah, and I learned why recently, but I don't remember what it is. There is a reason. Oh, because luau.
Oh. What's that supposed to be?
Big luau. Big igloo.
Oh, it's one of their little code words.
Like big igloo.
Yeah. So over the summer, Facebook tried to ban the campaign, saying it advocated quote-unquote violence against civilians, law enforcement, and government officials and institutions, even though I don't think actually this site had that on there. In fact, the story I was reading from that site, which we didn't share on the air, but I saw it off the air, was that they were saying, please don't be violent. Bring guns. But please don't, you know, be violent, was what I saw on that site. So
is this site available on the Wayback Machine?
I didn't check that, but Google Cache has it at the moment. And so, having read that, obviously I didn't read the whole site, but it was pretty clear that they were saying this is supposed to be a peaceful event.
Right.
That be armed, but be peaceful.
Well, the National Guard is showing up in D.C. armed
as a
show of force. I think it's only fitting that the American people do it as well.
Right. And so what they're doing here is they're unfairly saying that, oh, well, somebody who was violent somewhere called themselves a Boogaloo Boy. And again, we haven't heard that story, but let's just presume that that happened, because any federal agent or provocateur can go and do a stupid thing and say, I'm with the Boogaloo, and, you know, burn a building down, right?
Or, I'm sure they do that.
Or shoot somebody or whatever. And so if somebody else puts the word Boogaloo on their website, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're associated, that they know each other, or that they support what that person did. But that's what this article is suggesting. So Facebook took down the campaign, taking down what they said was several thousand accounts and blocked search terms that are relevant to Boogaloo. The Montreal servers
of the censorship is getting intense, dude.
Yeah, it is. The Montreal servers of OVH, a global cloud computing corporation based in France, have been hosting Tree of Liberty since September. OVH said it was investigating the site on Tuesday. The company released yesterday. The company released a follow-up statement after CBC News disclosed the position of the servers, alleging the site had been suspended and the contract with the client terminated. The initial URL of Tree of Liberty is not functioning anymore. They indicated to their users that the website was, while the website was still live, they might evade law enforcement surveillance since the website is located outside the United States. So it looks like that plan did not succeed.
Well, I don't know what laws they were breaking. It sounds like they were just doing something and the service provider was like, hey, I don't like this. I want to take this down.
That's exactly what this was. Parler also wasn't breaking laws.
Right. Yeah, when all of this crap started with, like, Alex Jones getting banned from Facebook and all of that, we discussed this then, saying that, you know, if we allow these people to have this kind of power to censor us, this is the rabbit hole it's going to lead down.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Several years later saying, oh, yeah, we told you this would happen.
Yes, we did. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Where is it safe to host a website with controversial opinions these days? That's what I'd like to know. 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want, and there's way more to talk about here on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. Coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is signing the article of impeachment accusing President Trump of inciting the violent protest on Capitol Hill last week. The House voted earlier on Wednesday to impeach the president, making him the first president in history to be impeached twice. New York Democratic Representative Sean Patrick Maloney says impeachment this time is different for President Trump.
It is increasingly bipartisan because today we are witnesses to what happened. We are the witnesses. We were there. We saw it.
10 Republicans in the House did vote to impeach the president. Roughly 28 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered around the globe. That's what the World Health Organization said during a virtual event. Roughly 10 million of those Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News. Israel is continuing to defend itself in the Middle East.
Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parler, the social media alternative to Twitter, has reportedly found web hosting refuge after the platform was booted from Amazon's web hosting services. After the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Parler became the central target of big tech over allegations that it was hosting content that helped incite the violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Number 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. We're talking about continuing censorship. You know, it's in the news and it's important.
It's in the news because it's happening. And anything that, you know, runs against, anything that they want to, anything that speaks out against that censorship ends up getting censored.
That's the way it seems these days, and it's gotten this bad real quick. But the writing's been on the wall for a long time.
I mean, it has.
We did see what happened with Gab, for instance, several years ago when Trump was first getting into office. The same thing that just happened to Parler happened to Gab back then. And Gab did pop up somewhere else. They're actually doing just fine. They've, I imagine, gotten another influx of users recently, especially with the end of Parler. I'm sure a lot of people remembered that Gab is still there. I mean, whether Parler comes back or not, again, I don't really care. You know, to me, I could see that Parler was yet another centralized failure waiting to happen. As soon as people start promoting this next great thing as far as the next great centralized social media service, I just roll my eyes and like, okay, how many months is this one going to last? Place your bets.
It is interesting to see how things are developing, though, because the way it looked, a lot of Republicans and right-leaning people were making their way to Parler and were leaving Facebook and Twitter, mm-hmm. while people on the left were obviously avoiding Parler and going to Twitter and Facebook instead, just creating these two distinct social media bubbles that probably wouldn't interact with one another at all, just feeding themselves their own carefully censored narratives, not having any idea what was actually going on because they live in information bubbles.
And at the same time, you've got this drastic dichotomy between enforcement of so-called rules against violence. So on one hand, And I'm not a conservative. I just want to make it clear for anybody who's just tuning in for the first time tonight. But I do support freedom of speech.
Right.
And so on one hand, you've got conservatives who may be saying, some of them may be saying some violent or suggestively violent things.
Well, they have the right to.
I agree they do have the right to. But and each private platform has the right to moderate how they want, I think.
Sure.
But you've got Apple and Google coming to Parler saying, you're not doing a good enough job moderating. We're going to take you offline. We're going to take you off our app stores. And then Amazon pulling their servers for the same reason. But on the other hand, you've got plenty of people on the left who've been, you know, rattling the cage and pulling their swords. And I think there was this actress, Kathy somebody, the redhead, who like had a decapitated Trump head in a photograph. She reposted that recently.
What about the Chaz? How did they organize that?
There was a lot of people in the streets. I don't know exactly what they did to get the cops to leave, but the cops left.
I mean, how did they organize the protest that led to the Chaz? Because the people who organized this protest or whatever it was in D.C. recently, they didn't organize an attempt to take over the Capitol building. That's just what happened once they were there.
That's right. And the people at treeofliberty.me, the website that's now been taken down by a Montreal web host, they weren't advocating for violence either. They were just advocating for an armed protest, which there is a difference, but you can't expect people who don't understand guns to understand that. You can't expect people who don't understand the right to bear arms to understand that. And so to them, calling for an armed protest is calling for an armed uprising and calling for, you know, the destruction of so-called democracy, right? So my point being that these, you know, these social media outlets are completely contradictory in how they enforce their so-called terms of service. They're completely
That's pretty much what I was getting at as well, except that Google, Apple, and Amazon are also hypocrites. Because if Parler is to blame for the takeover of the Capitol building, then Twitter is surely responsible for the Chaz.
Because they use Twitter to
Promote it. Well, hey, we're going to protest here on this day for Black Lives Matter, and it became the Chaz. These conservatives just went to protest the inauguration of Biden or whatever, and it became the storming of the Capitol building. If Parler's responsible, so is Twitter. Is Amazon going to kick out Twitter?
No.
Then they're hypocrites, and they need to restore Parler's service.
I don't think they're going to do that either.
I know they're not.
603-283-6160. I went and I looked today. I was just thinking, you know, there's all this news and Trump has just gotten impeached a second time.
Which is silly.
And I just found myself thinking, you know, what's Trump saying about all this? And so I was wondering if Trump had...
That's a good question.
Because I actually followed Trump on Twitter.
I did too. No, I didn't. I just always search for him whenever I'm looking to see.
Okay, so close enough.
Yeah.
And I usually would have to search for him if I wanted to see him too. But, you know, I wanted to follow him because not because I care about what he believes or that I agree with what he believes, but because he's entertaining.
Oh, he's an endless source of entertainment.
Yeah, and he's a great troll. So, I mean, I you know, that's why I wanted to find out. So I know he's been banned from Twitter. We know he's been banned from Facebook. And so my thought was, well, you know, by now Trump's got to have something. I mean, maybe he didn't get on Parler, but he must have done something. Like, he could have launched his own website if he wanted to, right? He's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure some IT guy works for him, and he can be like, hey, you know, put up a Mastodon or whatever. Build a site from scratch. He could do it if he wanted to.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe by now it's been a week, you know, a week and a half or whatever since Trump's lost his access, or a week since he's lost his access. Maybe he's got something going by now. So I just searched online for, you know, where is Trump posting?
Sure.
And the Google News results, now again, I was looking at Google, so maybe there actually is an answer to the question, but Google's filtering it out for all I know, but the results included another update about what's happening to Trump here. According to BuzzFeedNews.com, Trump is now banned from YouTube.
It should alarm everyone that these social media giants and these search giants are capable of completely removing the president of the United States.
Yeah.
From the internet.
YouTube has suspended President Donald Trump's channel from uploading new videos to the platform for at least 1 week.
Jesus.
Until the inauguration. So there's a total clampdown on what Donald Trump will say between now and the inauguration. Now, I don't think they're going to let loose on it after the inauguration, but that's when, you know, these, some, I think Facebook limited his ban, so I don't know if he's banned permanently from Facebook. He's, I think it was quote unquote indefinite. Twitter, I think, banned him totally.
Twitter did.
And YouTube, and YouTube is saying, we're going to ban you for at least the next week. Over concerns about the, quote, ongoing potential for violence. Here's the actual quote from YouTube, which YouTube posted this to Twitter. So instead of, like, you know, on their own website, they post this to Twitter.
That's sensible.
After review and in light of concerns about the ongoing potential for violence, we removed new content uploaded to Donald Trump's channel for violating our policies. It now has its first strike and is temporarily prevented from uploading new content for a minimum of 7 days.
So this... They're hiding behind, they're attempting to say this isn't because he's Trump. Mm-hmm. He just says something that is a standard violation of our service, so we've given him a strike, yeah. And because of that, he can't upload new videos for 7 days, which would happen to anyone who uploaded something in violation of YouTube's terms.
I mean, we don't know what video they're talking about.
Because they censored it.
That's correct. YouTube, a subsidiary of Google, said it suspended the president's channel, which had over 2.7 million subscribers, due to content uploaded Tuesday that violated the platform's policies. A spokesperson at YouTube clarified the company had removed content for violating the policies for inciting violence. The content included Trump's comments made from a Tuesday morning press conference in South Texas where he had gone to tour the construction of the border wall. YouTube has also indefinitely disabled comments on Trump's channel over, quote, safety concerns found in the comments section. So the suggestion here being that anything that Trump does is, quote, unquote, likely to stir up violence.
And whether so he calls for violence or not, because I have yet to hear him actually call for violence.
He's not
going to
do that.
No, he doesn't seem to want violence. He just wants to make a show of force saying, hey, look at all these people I have supporting me.
So they're using anything that Trump does as the excuse to say, oh, whoop, whoop, we can't have that. We can't even have him saying that on the platform, and we're going to shut down comments as well because we can't have you saying anything about what Trump might have been saying or saying anything about what Trump has previously said. So we're just going to ban all comments because that's what you do when people are saying things you don't like. You censor, censor, censor.
Meanwhile, the National Guard is in the Capitol. There's nothing strange about any of this. Don't be concerned.
Nah,
go back
nothing,
to sleep.
Yeah, nothing to worry about here. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. Open phones at 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
That's 603-283-6160. Thank you to Henry K., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Henry contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. Definitely appreciate it. It's a way for you to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, to bring new internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom and liberty, and just talking about weird stuff like internet-enabled chastity cages. Yes, we are going to cover that here tonight.
As, I saw it last night, but I left it alone because I was like, I don't know if we should cover that.
As clinically as possible without pandering to the lowest common denominator, because it's in the news. And
it's important to talk about, because this sort of thing is going to become more and more common because people are stupid. And they don't know what the Internet of Things really means.
Let's get into that here. But also, again, thanks to Henry K. If you want to join him at the AMP program, you can do it with credit card, debit card, Bitcoin, BTC, or PayPal at ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we're talking about D.C. being locked down by 20,000...
That's the only thing locked down.
by 20,000 troops, National Guardsmen arriving in the Capitol, sleeping in the Capitol building. 20,000 expected by next week's inauguration, and the crackdown on various different internet freedoms, such as the ability to speak on various different online venues, just determining that YouTube has now locked down the account of Donald Trump. And just there was a little bit more about that that I wanted to share before we get into locking down your genitals. But according to BuzzFeed.news, the statement from YouTube, there's part two, right, because they had to post it in two parts because it was posted to Twitter and there's a limit on the number of characters. By the way, the...
If only YouTube had a platform to which they could have posted, I don't know, a video of their explanation?
Indeed, but also Twitter has a limit, and And the new Free Talk Live social website also has a limit on the number of characters you can have. Now, I believe Twitter used to be 144, and then they doubled theirs, right, to like 288
or something. I think it was 160, and then to 320.
So when you install Mastodon for the first time, which is a decentralized, federated Twitter clone, basically, it apes what Twitter does, and it does it without the mega corporate big tech overlord with an axe over your head, the default number of characters on Mastodon is 500. So out of the box, you start with more ability to express yourself than you get on Twitter. And we more than tripled that last night. We changed the setting on our server, which you can join over at social.freetalklive.com, and we upped it to 1,776.
Whose suggestion was that?
No one's. I just I saw a couple of suggestions. Somebody suggested 666, and I'm like, nah, it's still too low. That 1776 seemed like a good one, because somebody else said, you know, go with 2,000, and I thought, that's a good compromise. So, anyway, you can post things over there. In fact, I just set up my account. You joined yesterday.
I did.
Aria. This thing just went public last night. We announced it for the first time on the show publicly. It's social.freetalklive.com. Just before the show tonight, I finished setting up IFTTT, which is one of those automating the internet thingies. There's apparently a few competitors to IFTTT that I wasn't aware of, but they do exist. But anyway, I set up IFTTT where now I can post it. It used to be I posted to Telegram, and that would shoot it out to Liberdon and to my Twitter account. But now I've reversed that, and I'm going to make it so my posts start on Free Talk Live Social at social.freetalklive.com, and then we'll go to my Telegram channel and to the Twitter.
Okay.
So I've sort of set that up differently, and that makes it real easy to where I only have to post to one place, and then my posts go to my other social medias.
I mean, couldn't you have just added that IFTTT trigger and result to Telegram?
I could have, but it actually works better in the reverse.
Okay.
Yeah, because now I can actually send photographs, and it works properly, whereas it didn't work properly before. So check that out at social.freetalklive.com. When you sign up for the site, you'll automatically follow Aria and me and Captain Kickass and Mark. And so we start with a few follows. That way you don't have a totally empty feed. You can unfollow us if you want. But
yeah,
check it out at social.freetalklive.com. But YouTube, on post number two here about why they took down Donald Trump's posting ability. So his channel's still there with 2.7 million subscribers, but he cannot post for at least the next week. They say
Orange Man bad?
They say Orange Man is creating violence, even though everything he's saying is, you know, be peaceful. In fact, he just posted something. Apparently the White House Twitter is still open.
Oh,
and
so that's how Trump is tweeting.
He's not. He did post a video of some sort. Let me see here. So I was given a heads up by Wicked Kitty LV in the chat rooms saying that he just posted this. I said, I don't have 5 minutes to watch it. What did he say? Chatters say he's condemning violence, says that no supporter of his would do such things. He also condemned the censorship. He did say that censorship and blacklisting people, etc., is bad. Talking about potential threats, expressing your opinion is First Amendment stuff, but violence is not. He has thousands of National Guard to do whatever it takes to make sure Joe takes office peacefully. So Trump is behind the National Guard, right?
Yes.
He could tell them not to go there because he is the commander-in-chief.
He could. That would be interesting to watch. So Trump is the one keeping the National Guard out of D.C.
Yeah, but he's not. He's welcoming there. They're under his orders.
Well, he knows that he's about gone too far at this point, and he's going to have to do something after after the inauguration day.
Mm-hmm.
And if he continues on the way he is, whether he's actually advocating violence or not, he's going to get arrested.
No, he's not. Come on, he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, he's also the president of the United States, who has been banned from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
That's all that's going to happen to him. Look, these people have an unspoken agreement. I mean, there have been people for years who've been fantasizing about, I'm not saying you're doing this, but there have been people on both sides of the political aisle who are like, as soon as so-and-so gets out of office, meaning Barack Obama or George Bush or whatever, they're going to prosecute him. They're going to teach him what's for. He broke all these laws. Look at all these scandals.
Sure.
And all these laws they broke, and it never happens. I mean,
I think they would make an exception for Trump.
If
he was out there saying, you know, you continue these protests, get out there in the streets, make your voices heard, I'm pretty sure that they would.
I would put money on this, and I'm not a betting man.
Sure.
Well,
they don't need to, because Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube and all these other places have shut him down. So even if he wanted to, he couldn't be out there saying, hey, keep protesting.
Yeah, but, you know, there are people who believe that he's going to be arrested after this. And it's like, no, he's not.
Almost certainly not.
No.
I mean, he's not going nearly far enough to be arrested.
He won't be arrested, and he won't be prosecuted. He won't be found liable for anything at all.
No.
Because none of the other presidents want to have that happen to them. None of the other Congress people want to have that happen to them. So, you know, unless you're the Illinois governor, you pretty much can't get arrested, you know, as a politician.
Yeah.
It's, what do you call it, when professional courtesy, I believe is the term they use.
Quid pro quo?
No. Maybe, but when it comes to, like, the cops not arresting other cops, now, every now and then it does happen. Like, you know, there's, every now and then if a cop, like, rapes a child, eventually they'll get caught and, you know, they'll go after them. And then there was that one cop that lost his job for mowing his lawn in his boxers. So, like, when it comes to sexy sort of, you know, sex crimes or nudity or whatever, cops tend to see some sorts of punishment in those cases. But if they're, like, murdering people or burning down
or
people's houses,
or beating the hell out of their wives.
Yeah, then, you know, they almost never get held liable for that. There's something called professional courtesy. And the idea is generally that if you're a cop in some other town and you're, like, speeding or whatever, you're doing something that's, you know, breaking the law, and they pull you over, if you can communicate to the other officer that you are a fellow, that you're one of the thin blue line, then the other officer, even though he doesn't know you, will give you professional courtesy and not give you a ticket.
Is this that widespread? I knew it was common in the South, especially in Mississippi, where it didn't matter what you were doing in law enforcement, if you were just some lowly dispatcher or just some guard at the jail or mm-hmm. whatever. If you flashed your badge or your ID or whatever, no matter what you were doing, they just waved you off.
Yes.
Unless you were killing someone or something like that.
That's right. Unless it was something they can't ignore, like you talked about.
But I assume that was just, you know, because it's the South. It's good old boys.
No. It's like that everywhere.
Okay.
The good old boys are everywhere.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
I just haven't looked for it.
Right. I mean, whether they call them the good old boys in the North, they're still the good old boys.
Sure.
It's the same old, the old families, the people who've been in a town for generations. Keene's got it. You know, Keene's got families that go back for hundreds of years, you know, longer than down in the South. So, yeah, it's called professional courtesy.
Okay.
And if it exists among the cops, you better believe it exists amongst the politicians.
Absolutely.
Right? They want to be able to get in there and do their horrible things to people without having any kind of problems. So YouTube's second statement regarding Trump's one-week-long ban minimum is, given the ongoing concerns about violence, we'll also be indefinitely disabling comments on President Trump's channel, as we've done to other channels where there are safety concerns found in the comments section. And that should be a heads up. Not just because, as you pointed out earlier, like, hey, look what they could do to the president. But they're saying, hey, we're doing this to the president because we've done this before, where there's a comment that is a quote-unquote safety concern, so therefore, we're just going to shut down all comments on your channel. It's Free Talk Live. What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.